Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is Monica speaking. I'm just returning your call with customer service.
Yes. Who am I visiting with?
This is Monica from customer service.
Okay, let me get into what I was in here. I was calling in reference to, are you Simple Life Solutions? Is that who you represent?
Life Solutions?
Yeah, Simple Life Solutions.
I work for a bunch of different companies. I'm a third-party call center. So the only way I could really assist you is if I see if you have an account with us, okay?
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because about October 6th, they had a special sale on, and all I had to do was pay postage of $6.95. Well, I didn't know it, but apparently when I paid that, that signed me up for a monthly fee to be in their club for $74.95. And my credit card company contacted me and said, is this legitimate? And I said, I don't know what this is. So I'm calling to have them cancel that membership. I don't want to pay no $74.95 to be a member. I don't.
Okay, sir. Yes, I'm sorry that you had to go through that experience. Just give me a moment, and I'm going to try to find an account to see if you have an account with us.
All right.
Sure. Okay, can I have your 5-digit billing zip code?
My zip code is 73064, and I misread the title of their company. Name it Simple Lifestyle. Simple Lifestyle Solution.
Can you repeat the zip code? Can you repeat the zip code, please? Hello?
Here we go. Hey. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yeah, that was a lot of static. Can you just repeat the billing zip code?
Zip code is 73064.
73064?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And can you just give me your first and last name?
Okay, it's JD, initials JD Peer, P-E-E-R.
All right, and can you just verify your billing in the shipping address?
1053 West Windsor, that's Windsor Way, Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064.
Okay, I do see that you have an account with us, and I do see back in on October 1st, you did start a trial, and you were charged $6.95, and
yes,
then you were billed the $7.95. This is for the watch.
No, I didn't order no watch.
So, sir,
there was no watch. Well, yeah, there was a watch, but it wasn't $74.95. It was, all I had to do is pay postage.
Okay, so yes, that's that's what you call the trial, and you only paid shipping. And when You didn't cancel that trial and everything. You were billed for the exact cost of the watch after trying it. So, with
no,
that
I
being
haven't,
said,
I haven't even taken it out of the box.
Okay, well, if you ship it back, you'll be refunded an automatic one. I just would have to leave your account open for the next 7 days, and then you would have to resend it back.
Okay, I need to send a watch back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you email me their address? So it was on the outside of the package. I opened the package, but not the box. I need their mail address so I can send it back.
Okay, sir. You're going to have to, because I don't have that information.
You don't have it?
No, I don't have that information.
So how am I going to get it?
Well, the package was on there. You have the address on there. It's just that I can't give you that address because it doesn't give me that. I can only see your account and what's in your account and what you did with your account. As far as like I can see if you got a billing. I can see if you got your shipment, but I cannot see the address or whom it's from, how it's stuff like that.
Well,
but I do know if you do want that refund that you are going to have to either return the watch or the earbuds.
Or the what?
Or the earbuds, but you didn't get any earbuds. So with that being said, you would
just
have...
I didn't get any earplugs.
Yeah, so you would just have to return the box. And I could not cancel
it
out.
I don't know where it goes to.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but that charge is as valid and stands. That's why you were charged for that watch.
That's not a valid charge because they never told me that if I try it for 30 days, then they're going to charge me $74.95. That was not, I never seen that anywhere in there.
Well, it does say that here with your company's campaign that...
That's not what I understood, and that's not what I saw.
But it says that if you do want to decline and you want your money back, that you must make that return.
I never seen that. The only thing I can do, if I can't get their address, then I'll have to turn it over to the State Attorney General's Fraud Unit.
I mean, you do have the watch, so...
I
it
have
really
the
wouldn't watch. Be fraud.
It cost me $75. I don't want it because I never even opened it.
Just saying. Well, let me see what I can do. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. I was able to talk to my supervisor, and as a courtesy, we can offer you up to 35% of your refund. Now, like I said, charges do stand as valid, but as a courtesy, we're willing to offer you a 35% discount. Does it sound like something you're interested in?
Okay, how much a discount?
35% off of a refund. And that will be, just give me one. one second. I can tell you the exact breakdown. And that'll be $27.25 being refunded back to your card.
Okay, so it's still going to be nearly $50 for that thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you get an address from them?
I don't have an address for them.
But you talked to them. You just got that information you just gave me.
Oh, I talked to my supervisor. I didn't talk to your company. We have a, what is it? We have an on-call thing. I'm a call center. So they have a protocol. Like I said, they told you that you have to.
Hey, do you have a number I can call the company?
No, sir. Is that number not online or on your pack? Oh, you ripped the label off. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm unable to really help you at this time. Oh, no, there is a TFN number. So you have the Smart Health Watch.
Help, yeah.
I hope this is not. Oh, here is everything. Okay, do you have a pen?
Yes, I have a pencil.
Okay, so I do have the address here.
Okay.
You have the, it's 11551 East 45th Ave, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay. Okay, give it to me. I have a 11551. That's all I got on that. What was the rest of it?
Give me one second. That is a 11551 East.
East, okay.
45th Ave.
46th Avenue, okay.
No, 45th. 45.
45 Avenue.
Yes. 45th
okay.
Avenue.
Okay.
So that's 45th Avenue.
Okay,
unit.
I did. Okay, what the last part, I'm having trouble hearing you. My hearing aids are acting up.
It's 45th Ave, Unit C.
Unit C.
Yes.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Yes, 80231.
No, 80239.
Nine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. That's what I need.
All right. So you'll be able to just ship that back and receive a full refund. I would advise you do that as soon as possible because they have a
cut off.
No, you're still here. When you return, I have to leave your account open for 7 days until they receive the watch before the seventh day to avoid the charge.
I'll send it today.
Okay, that sounds very good.
All right, thank you very much for your information.
No problem. You have a great day.
Okay.